Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another Rise and Pray Tuesday night call. I want to welcome you. And as we enter in, my name is Ricardo Cordue, and I'm the author of Rise Up and Pray. And I just want to play this song a little bit just to get your mind set for the expectation of God this night. I'm really expecting God to do some amazing things through this call. And so we're just going to listen to this song for just a second. Invite God into the atmosphere of the call. Expectation, a move from God. I want to welcome you to the Rise and Pray prayer call again, and I just want to set your mind to expectation and a move from God. As a prayer warrior, we just expect great things to happen, expecting that the things that we're praying for, God is already moving. He's already doing things. Before we even open our mouth, he already knows our heart. He knows our thoughts. He knows our will. And that he is sending angels out to go to the battle for us, for the better. And I just thank God for all that he's doing and everything he's doing in the season. And I'm just so excited. We actually start next week, January 1st. We're going to start the first day of the Rise and Pray Prayer Challenge. And I'm just so excited for all the people and the followings that are increasing through it. And I just know God is really about to do some dynamic things, not only in your house, but in other people's houses around the world. But today what we're going to talk about is actually praying through the Word of God, through the Word of God. And the scripture, I'm actually going to read Psalms 91. And also I'm going to show you how reading God's Word can become prayers in action. You actually using the scriptures, using God's word to expand in prayer. It's powerful. It's a movement. It's a lot of people don't do it, but once you understand the revelation of the word as you're reading it and as you're going through it, and you start thinking about your family and your friends, you start thinking about your businesses, you start thinking about the different things that you're coming against and attacking throughout your day, or what is trying to attack you. You actually transition into God's word is truth. God's word is life. So if you know how to use God's word in truth and in life through prayer, it's powerful. It's a game changer. In Rise and Pray, in the book, I actually go through some tools, and we talked about clapping of hands and raising our hands and speaking in tongues, decreeing, declaring. Decreeing, declaring the word of God is powerful. It's another powerful move in prayer. It's a transition in prayer. A lot of people don't know how to do it, but once you actually begin to start praying and start believing God for a higher and greater expectation, he comes in like never before, I promise you. And so I'm going to read Psalms 91. I'm going to kind of go in depth a little bit as I'm reading it, and then also go back into it and start praying it too. Also, I want to show you how it sounds. So, he that dwells in the secret of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noise pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, the habitation. There shall not no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and otters, the young lions and the dragons shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And so that's a powerful chapter. That's a powerful chapter. Now, Psalms 91 actually read through all of it. But as a prayer warrior, as you're praying and meditating on God's word, you can say this through your prayers. Another powerful scripture is Ephesians chapter 1 to the end of the chapter. That's another powerful way to be able to go through and pray for people, pray for your life and your pastors and your leaders in your community. It's a game changer when it comes to prayer. And so what I want to do is I'm actually going to read Psalms 91 again, but I'm actually going to be praying it. And I want you to kind of listen as I'm going through it, because I want you to understand how God can evolve your prayer life by just reading God's word. I know in the book I challenge you every day, probably usually to read at least one chapter in each day. It's actually a chapter that I tell you to get to read. And the reason why is because I want you to get to know God's word. I want you to hear his language so you can begin to sound like God. It's nothing like transitioning from your words to God's word. And so I'm going to go ahead and start praying, and I just want you to hear how it sounds. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord Father God, for bringing us here together tonight, Lord Father, on this prayer call. Lord Father, as I pray your words, Lord Father God, I pray, Lord Father God, that your words become incense to the people that are listening to this call, Lord Father God. Lord Father, I thank you, Lord Father God, you say in your word that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty, Lord. I thank you, Lord Father, that we actually operate in the secret place of you, Lord Father. We are under your shadow, Lord Father God. I will say to the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. Lord Father, you are our refuge, Lord Father. You are our fortress, Lord. My God, in him will I trust, Lord Father. I will trust you, Lord Father, in all your ways, Lord Father God. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler, Lord Father God. I come against, Lord, every snare, every fowler of the enemy, Lord Father, that's assigned to attack us, Lord Father. May it be broken by fire in the name of Jesus. And from the northerly pestilence, Lord, every noise, Lord Father God, that is distracting us, Lord Father God. I come against the pestilence of noise, Lord Father God, in our lives, Lord Father God. He shall cover thee with his feathers, Lord Father, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. I thank you, Lord Father God, for being our shield and buckler, Lord Father, in our finances, Lord, in our health, Lord Father God, in our relationships, in our businesses, Lord Father God. I thank you for being our shield and buckler in all that we do, Lord Father. As we go from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord, you protect us, Lord Father God. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror of by night, Lord Father God. Any enemy of terror, Lord Father, that is assigned to attack us by night, Lord, let them be destroyed. Let their plots and schemes be overruled or override right now in the name of Jesus. Nor for the arrows that fly by day, Lord. Every arrow that is shot our way, Lord, during the daytime or the nighttime, Lord Father God, may it backfire on the enemy that's assigned to attack us right now in the name of Jesus. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Any pestilence in darkness that is assigned, Lord Father, to walk upon us, to walk in our lives and our territory and terrains, Lord Father God, to cripple our area, Lord Father, may it be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Nor for the destruction that wasted in the noonday, Lord Father. Any idle thoughts, Lord, any enemy, Lord Father God, that's designed to destroy us, to destroy our land, to destroy our prosperity, Lord Father God, to destroy, Lord Father, our walk, our joy, Lord Father. May it be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for protecting us, Lord Father God, that any schemes or plots, Lord, any disasters, Lord Father, that's assigned to destroy us, Lord Father God, that does not come nigh us, Lord Father God, does not affect our family, does not affect, Lord Father God, our ministry or our business, Lord Father, or our job, Lord Father, or our health, Lord Father God. Any pestilence, Lord Father, assigned to destroy us, Lord, it will not come nigh us in the name of Jesus. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the rewards of the wicked. Lord Father, I thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes, Lord Father God, that we may see, Lord Father, the things of you, Lord. Any wickedness, Lord, that we may see, Lord Father, that we may shy away from it, Lord Father, that we may not be exposed to it, Lord Father. We veto every wicked word, Lord, every idle word that's assigned to us, Lord. We destroy it by fire right now in the name of Jesus. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even thy Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. for he shall give his angels charge over thee. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for putting your angels, Lord Father God, our angels, Lord Father God, to be a charge over us, Lord Father God. I thank you, Lord Father God, for every angel, Lord Father, that's assigned to us, Lord Father God. May they destroy every warring angel or enemy, Lord Father, that's against us, Lord. We come against it right now to keep thee in thy ways, Lord Father God. They shall bear thee up in their hands. Let thou that dash thy foot against a stone, Lord. Any stone assigned, Lord Father God, to our area to trip us up, Lord Father God, for us to fall on, Lord Father God. Uproot the stone right now and destroy it by fire right now in the name of Jesus. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and otters, Lord Father God. I come against, Lord, any lion that's assigned to us, Lord Father God, or young lion, Lord, that's assigned to us, Lord Father God. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Any dragon, any snake that turns to a dragon, Lord Father God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, and we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. Thou shalt trample under thy feet, Lord. I speak, Lord, that we trample over every enemy, every plot, every principality and power, Lord Father God, in our areas that are assigned to destroy our lives or to destroy the things of God in our lives, Lord Father, to take us off track, Lord Father God. May they be trampled right now in the name of Jesus, because he has set his love upon me. I thank you, Lord Father God, for the love of God, Lord Father, that's set upon us, Lord Father God. I thank you for your love, Lord, that we are an example of your love, Lord Father God, in the heavens and the earth, Lord Father, and all that we do. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. I thank you, Lord Father God, that our prayers are incense to you, Lord Father God, that you hear our prayers, Lord Father God. Any enemy assigned in the airways to take away the voice of you, Lord, for us from hearing our prayers, Lord Father God, may that enemy be destroyed, Lord Father God. We take control of the airways in the name of Jesus. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I thank you, Lord Father. I speak length of days and long life in our to our actions, Lord, and to our atmosphere, Lord Father, and to our households, Lord Father God. Let any sickness or disease that's assigned to destroy us, Lord Father God, may we break it by fire right now. We come against it right now. I cut off, Lord Father God, the enemy, Lord Father, sickness and disease, Lord. I cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Father, I deploy you, Lord Father God, to our day, our life, Lord Father God, our sleep, Lord Father God. May we have sweet dreams, Lord Father God, in you, Lord Father God. I thank you for the spirit of prayer, Lord Father God, the fire of prayer, Lord. I thank you, Lord Father, that we keep praying, Lord, to become prayer itself, Lord Father God. I speak, Lord Father God, the God kind of action in our lives, Lord Father God, the God kind of love in our lives, Lord Father God. I thank you, Lord Father God, we operate, Lord Father God, in the as an epistle of you, Lord Father God, that your word, Lord Father God, operates through us in all that we do, Lord Father God. I thank you, Lord, as we go forth through the rest of the week, Lord Father God. I speak, Lord Father God, control the God kind of love, Lord, the God kind of action, Lord Father God, over our day, over our life, over our action, Lord Father God. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. So I want you to kind of hear how you can actually be in the Word of God and go into prayer. Anything that you're reading that sticks out to you, pray that thing through. It's powerful because you know it's true. You know, Jesus, as he's walking in the wilderness, the devil was coming to tempt him. He was saying a scripture, and the enemy left him alone. He told him to get thee behind me, Satan. Man should not live by bread alone. All the different things he said, the enemy ran away from him. Every time he said it, he would come back another time. Let's try it again. But it didn't work because he had his word. He had the word of God at the front of his tongue, at the front of his lips. So you should meditate on God's word throughout your day. I just want to show you how powerful it is to actually be able to read God's word, not only to action, but also put it into prayer. And that is what I call a successful time in prayer, because you met truth with prayer, and it came together at one time. Truth and prayer at one time destroys everything that's in the atmosphere. So keep pushing, keep reading, because God's word is not only truth, but it brings light to every situation. And my name is Ricardo Cordu, and I thank you so much for joining me on the prayer call. And we'll be back here next week, Tuesday, and we'll be talking about day number 3, because we will be truly into the Rise Up and Pray prayer challenge between January 1st. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, that your days are as sweet as honey, and that your life bring you much joy and much laughter. Remember, life is love, and love is life. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful night.